This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, welcome to the show. Big show. Great day in Trump land again. Democrats going down like dominoes. And there's going to be many more to come. Like a rotten deck of cards. And the guy I'm looking for is Obama. And, of course, Hillary gets an assist as well. I want to see them both fitted for orange jumpsuits. And right about now, if I was Obama, there's two things I'd be thinking about. One, is there cable TV in prison? And two, how do you look at orange? Orange is the new black. Let's see how Obama looks at orange. We'll find out. Those are the kind of things I'd be worrying about if I was Obama. Because this is a bad guy. This is a guy that tried to take down the United States of America and broke every law by trying to take down the next incoming president of the United States of America. Think back to Watergate. Watergate was tiny compared to this. We didn't send spies, we being the Republican Party and Nixon, didn't send spies into the Democratic campaign and the DNC office. They broke into the office, they looked at some files, and they left. That became the biggest scandal in the history of America. People at the Washington Post, reporters, journalists, they got rich off this stuff. Oh, they broke the biggest scandal in history. Deep Throat. That was all nothing compared to this. They set upon the Obama administration spying on the Trump campaign and unmasking Trump campaign officials and setting up the Michael Flynns of the world for destruction. This is a joke that we ever didn't understand how big this was. I'm the guy who told this to you a year ago, a year and a half ago. This is Watergate on steroids, and the entire Democratic Party leadership, FBI leadership, DOJ leadership, and don't forget the DNC leadership, they're going down. We're going to twist some arms. And when you twist the arms, they're all going to look for lenient sentences. And the guy they're going to point to is Obama. Obama. That must be why they've all lost their minds, why they're so vicious, why they're so deranged with Trump derangement syndrome, why they're so mentally ill. Because listen to this one that proves my contention, the Democrats have lost their minds. The Boston Globe publishes and then later edits an op-ed, an opinion column, that suggests that food servers, waiters and waitresses and bartenders tamper with the food of Trump officials. This guy's name is Luke O'Neill, and he wrote an op-ed in the Boston Globe. They published it, and he endorsed tampering food intended for officials from the Trump administration. Then they got scared when they realized they let it go by, and they thought, you know, different about it and said, wait a minute, why risk the whole Boston Globe's reputation? So they edited a sentence out. When first published, the op-ed was titled, "Keep Kirstjen Nielsen Unemployed and Eating Grubhub Over Her Kitchen Sink." And it ended with the following kicker. As for the waiters out there, I'm not saying you should tamper with anyone's food, as that could get you into trouble. You might lose your serving job, but you'd be serving America, and you won't have any regrets years later. And he ends by saying that he just wishes his one regret in life is that he didn't pee in Bill Kristol's salmon. Pee. Pee. You're talking about making somebody ill. You're talking about poisoning somebody with your bodily fluids, the garbage coming out of your body. These are sick people. I'm sure he'd love you to spit in their food. And the most important point of the article isn't even just that food servers should risk their jobs spitting or peeing in the food of Republicans. It's that we should make them so uncomfortable you can never eat out ever again. That's why he said she should be in her kitchen eating Grubhub for the rest of her life. Because he doesn't think any Republican official for Trump should ever be allowed to eat out in peace ever again. There should be massive protests, and people should call them horrible names and say they were involved in ethnic cleansing. Those are words that liberals use. Ethnic cleansing to describe our immigration policy. Folks, here's the joke. Okay, this is what's so funny about all this. The policy that liberals refer to is one little aspect of immigration policy. It's not even building the wall. It's just one thing. They're very angry that children were separated from their parents at the border. I have news for you. Obama separated the same children from their parents at the border, and not one Democrat activist said a word. Not one liberal activist said a word. And on the morning shows this past Sunday, and I mentioned this last night, a former Obama official said, big difference, not the same thing between what Obama did separating children and what Trump did separating children. Obama did it for their own good and their own protection. Can you imagine how absurd it is to say that? Two people robbed a store. One's a Republican, one's a Democrat. They didn't do it for the same reason, so the Democrat's okay. We're not going to prosecute them. The Republicans should be shamed for the rest of their lives and thrown in prison and blamed for ethnic cleansing for doing the same thing as the Democrat. And the joke is more and more news is now coming out, as Fox News San Antonio pointed out yesterday, that these kids aren't with their parents. These kids have been kidnapped and being raped and sold into child sex slavery and being used as props to get into the country. Then they turn around and ship them back to Mexico and they get in with another illegal. And yet you're worried about separating children from parents. They should be separated so they don't get raped and sexually assaulted. But the news is great this week. Clapper panics. Says Attorney General Bill Barr's spying allegation is stunning and scary. Yeah, to you, because you're going to prison. Brennan is spooked. Attacks Bill Barr for saying Obama spied on the Trump campaign. Yeah, he's on the offense. All right, because he's trying to avoid prison for the rest of his life. Devin Nunes, Republican congressman, sends a criminal referral notification to Attorney General Barr. Several potential violations in the Russia investigation. All about misconduct by FBI and DOJ officials. Got some explaining to do. A lot of people are going to jail at the top of the FBI. And Comey plays dumb after Bill Barr drops the spying allegation on the Obama administration and says, wow, I have no idea what Barr meant. But you were in charge of the FBI. You were carrying out the spying. Former FBI agent Peter Strzok could face serious charges, sources say. Of course he faces serious charges. He tried to make sure to fix the system so Hillary was found innocent and Trump, who's innocent, was found guilty. His own girlfriend's going to wind up testifying against him, Lisa Page, the lawyer for the FBI. And then we come to Ilhan Omar. She is a story all unto herself, but I love this woman. I love you, Ilhan. I love you because I want you to just keep talking and talking and talking. You're the biggest mistake, the biggest aberration, the biggest tragedy in the history of the United States political system. You're an aberration. You're a blot mark that should be whited out. We should take white out and put it over your name. You never should have been elected to Congress. You're not ready for prime time. You're a Keystone Cop. You're a vicious, evil witch, and you don't belong in our U.S. House. You hate Jews. You hate America. That's very clear. You stand against everything all of us believes in. And as I said yesterday, she was referring to 9/11 as she was at a CARE event raising money for an organization that supports and funds terrorism. CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations. Don't take Wayne Root's word for it. I'm merely quoting what Chuck Schumer said about CARE a few years back, that they are a front for Hamas. I'm merely quoting what the United States government ruled about CARE, that they are unindicted co-conspirators to terrorism. And she was at a fundraiser. Her and Rashida Tlaib have decided they're going to go across the country and raise money for this terrorist funding organization. And at her speech, she was referring to 9/11. And she said, somebody did something to somebody. She wouldn't say that Islamic terrorists killed 3,000 Americans in the worst terrorist act in world history and United States history. She said, somebody did something. It's an interesting way to put it. So the New York Post has a cover. And the New York Post cover says, Representative Ilhan Omar, today's cover, 9/11 was some people did something. And then it says, here's your something. And there's a picture of the two towers falling down in a massive fireball. And it says, 2,977 people dead by terrorism. Here's your something, Ilhan Omar. And Ocasio-Cortez calls the New York Post brutal cover hateful and defends Omar. I've told you, there's three triple crown evil witches in the United States House. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And they come to each other's defense all day long. And Ocasio-Cortez is defending her. Now Rashida Tlaib is saying it's racist. This is America. We take women of color, Muslim women of color, and we quote them out of context. Folks, there isn't anything out of context. Nothing. Ask the 3,000 relatives, the sons and daughters of the dead people killed in 9/11 by the hands of Muslim terrorists, whether they were, what's the quote? Some people did something to them. Is that what it was? That is what really happened, as far as I know. How about you? When I get back, I'll have much more to say. I'm just getting started. Fordham Resources, by the way, is the all-American answer to all these terrible people that we've got marching around the United States with D after their name. For dunce. Instead of Democrat, dunce. Ignorant fools. Evil witches. Terrible people whose comments reflect not just ignorance, but evil. But Fordham Resources, all-American company, represents capitalism, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, more than half the acreage, has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche, run by Mark Bruner, chairman and CEO, legendary oil man, who took a 15-cent stock and brought it to $200 a share, and now this is his baby. Check them out. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR. Go to their website, FordhamResources.com. I urge you to explore Fordham Resources. F-O-R-T-E-M. Thanks for sponsoring the show. I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
Pros know getting the next job means doing this one right. Lowe's is here to help with brands you need to power through any job. Like Hitachi Power Tools, soon to be known as Metabo HPT. Same tools, same warranty, new name. Stop in today and save during our Spring Black Friday sale and get up to 25% off select Hitachi Power Tools, like a 10-inch compound miter saw for just $99. The tools you can trust to get the job done right. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/14. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the warrior, the only guy in America who could say he's born to be a warrior, because my name is War, Wayne Allen Root. Born in 1961, Mount Vernon Hospital, right on the Bronx borderline. Wayne Allen Root, my God-given name. And War is the warrior. Conservative warrior, middle class warrior, and always Trump warrior. The guy's great. Matter of fact, he did something great today. These are all little things the average person doesn't know about. We'll get to that in just a second. I'll make that my first story when we come back here. But I want to give you the wonderful promotion for the sponsor of this segment, Sam Lannis and the Lannis Tax Group. Monday is April 15th, tax day. So it's time to get your act in gear. If you have problems, if you have questions, if you have issues with the IRS, one guy is your warrior. One guy, not Wayne Root on this one. It's Sam Lannis, the best damn tax lawyer in America, sponsor of this show. He formed the Lawyers IRS Resolution Services, and the total cost, a monthly fee of only $190. And most cases, he concludes in 3 to 6 months with the IRS. He's represented, he's handled over 8,500 cases in front of the IRS all across the United States in every state. And you start with a free consultation. Doesn't cost you a thing. Call 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-934-3578, or wehelpyou.com. Sam Lannis is the man to help you fight the IRS and get justice. What did Trump do good today? Every day he does something great. A couple things. First of all, Texas Tech's medical school became the first college in the country to actually buckle under pressure from the Trump administration and agree to stop considering race in admissions. Now, why do I think that's such a wonderful thing and such a great day for Americans, so refreshing? Because when you need to operate on Wayne Root's brain, Wayne Root's heart, Wayne Root's lungs, transplant Wayne Root's organs, Man, I hope you're a good doctor and you didn't get accepted into medical school because you're black or Hispanic or Muslim or gay. I hope you got accepted because you're the best damn doctor in the world. All 100 slots in this year's medical class should get filled with the best damn doctors in the world, not 20% because they're black and 20% because they're Hispanic and 10% because they're Muslim. I don't care if all of them are Jewish and Asian. If they're good doctors, then they should all be Jewish and Asian. And by the way, if they're Jewish and they're a lousy doctor, I'd rather take the Muslim who's a great doctor. And if they're an Asian and a lousy doctor and they don't work hard enough and don't study hard enough and slack off and party too much, I'd rather have the black guy, the Muslim guy, the Latino guy, the gay guy, or the woman. All I care about is that you're the best at operating on my brain. That's why Donald Trump is so fantastic. Other good news today about Trump, of course, the job situation. You know, the lowest jobless claim since 1969. And then Trump made a comment on a tweet overnight. He tweeted out overnight that open border policies of the Democratic Party are treasonous. Treasonous. It's treason to want the country to be overrun by foreigners. And now, as I reported on my USA radio show earlier today, even the New York Times and the Washington Post that just a month ago were saying there's no need for this national security emergency declaration, that Trump's a fraud and a liar. There's no crisis at the border. There's no emergency at the border. There's no national disaster at the border. Now they're all admitting there is a crisis. There is an emergency. There is a disaster at the border. Our system's overwhelmed. For those of you who are new to my show, I had a commentary last week or the week before, and it was all about what I learned at Columbia University. Cloward Piven overwhelmed the system. Liberals want to destroy America by overwhelming the system with people on welfare, and I believe they've updated the system because they couldn't get enough Americans on welfare. So what they've done is they've opened up the borders and let the world in, and they will bankrupt America and overwhelm the system. And it's interesting, in the article in the New York Times reporting there is a crisis at the border, it uses the word overwhelmed. Our system's overwhelmed. Our border is overwhelmed. Our border security's overwhelmed. This is Cloward Piven's moment. That's what this is, the Cloward Piven moment. They wanted to overwhelm this country, and liberals couldn't do it. They couldn't get enough people on welfare to destroy the Republican Party and capitalism in the United States. So guess what? And the Constitution. So guess what they did? They went ahead, and they destroyed it by letting foreigners in the country. And then they look you in the face and say, there's no crisis. Nothing wrong at the border. There's not a thing going on down there. Same thing with voter ID. Oh, voter ID. Why would anyone need voter ID? Everybody's got the honor system. There's no problem at the polls. No illegals are voting. No dead people are voting. Democrats aren't stealing elections. Ah, how silly. And you can't expect poor people and black people and people of color to get ID, even though they've already all got ID. Because guess what? You can't walk into a government office with ID. You can't get welfare with ID. Can't get Medicaid with ID. Can't get food stamps without government-issued ID. Can't get Obamacare without government-issued ID. It's the biggest scam in history. Let them all in, and then let them all vote. Our country's being taken away from us. We'll be right back.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he doesn't have an opinion on the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
I know nothing about WikiLeaks. It's not my thing. And I know there is something having to do with Julian Assange. I've been seeing what's happened with Assange, and that will be a determination, I would imagine, mostly by the Attorney General, who's doing an excellent job. So he'll be making a determination. I know nothing really about him. It's not my deal in life.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on the floor of the Senate going after Democrats who are pushing programs like Medicare for All.
Tax Day seems like an especially fitting day to tell Washington Democrats, no thanks. No thanks. The Kentuckians I represent will prefer to keep more of their own hard-earned money.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
So I can officially say...
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
I love my fans. I got like 100 emails in just the first 30 minutes of my TV show. WayneRoot@gmail.com. 100 emails. Here's just one of them, because I like to read them, and it's as short as it gets, and it gets the point across. Damn, I love your show! Exclamation point. Damn, I love your show. Thank you. They don't give me a name. Most of them give me a name. That one didn't have a name on it, but it's someone who just lists their phone number, and I get something from them usually every day. So I'm very, very proud of the fact that you love my show. By the way, I didn't get to the fact that the United States, Ecuador, caved to the U.S. government and handed over Julian Assange today to U.K. authorities inside the Ecuadorian embassy, and they carried him out, and now, of course, he'll be extradited to the United States unless the United States can't prove his case in front of the U.K. courts. I assume they can. He'll be brought here. I have very mixed feelings. I like Julian Assange. I admit it. I'm a fan of Julian Assange. But there's laws in this country. Remember my commentary from yesterday? My commentary said the Democratic Party ignores laws because they don't like them. And they think that's okay. And it's not okay. Illegals are committing crimes. And even if you like them and think the law is unfair, they have to be prosecuted and kicked out of the country. You can't just ignore the laws you don't like. So I like Julian Assange. I think the stuff he released to the world hurt Hillary and helped Trump. And I think the people needed to hear how corrupt our government was. So I think he did a great public service. But guess what? It's against the law to give out classified information. So he's got to be prosecuted. Now maybe we'll find him innocent in a court of law. I hope a jury turns around, puts their back to the prosecutor and says, we will not do it. Okay, that'd be great. But in the end, you got to at least give it the college try. He did commit a crime. The United States has to try and prove he committed a crime. And maybe he gets like a year or two in jail and a suspended sentence and probation. That's what I'd give him. I'd say you have to give him something to set an example. You can't let someone get away with transmitting classified government information. You can't do that. You don't have a country anymore. Just like you can't have an open border, you don't have a country anymore. So here's a guy I like and actually respect, Assange. I think he's doing the right thing for the people, but he's still committing a crime, and so I have no problem that we're extraditing him back to the United States. I just hope he gets a very light sentence. I hope a jury sees he's not a terrible person, and a jury and judge do not give him a terrible sentence. That's what I would say. It's very mixed feelings on this. There's very few things in life I have mixed feelings. I'm a guy who goes all the way. You know, I'm either a conservative or I'm not. Well, on this one, it's very questionable. I don't think he did a bad thing, but he did break the law. But now you got to prove it in a court of law. Maybe he gets found innocent. I hope so. I'll be rooting for him. Let's take some calls. Don in Chicago is a brand new Comcast viewer. Hey, Don, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you? And I appreciate you taking my call, Wayne.
How lucky are you? You just started watching it. I let you on right away.
That's right. Hey, it's like I hit the lotto. You know, I found this nation, and I thought, hey, this is really great. The reason I was calling you, Wayne, is that I have to give you the kudos. You're the first one that I've heard mention anything about Obama. Nobody ever brings up his name. He's dirty as can be. If he didn't know it, then he's got to be a moron. And the man should be locked up. He's a traitor.
Right.
I live in the swamp. I live in Chicago, Illinois. And that's Cook County. And if you want to look at the Democratic Party, that's where they get their playbook for what they've been doing. If you follow, in Chicago, we've had Democrats for, 100 years? I mean, come on. They got to be doing something. They just follow the playbook. And where did Obama come from? Cook County, Illinois.
Right.
So that's your problem. But therein lies the problem that we have with the president or the ex-president, thank God. And thank God we have Donald Trump. Maybe our country will be saved.
Let's hope that Trump has the cojones to actually follow through. And if Obama did break the law by spying on him and unmasking his officials, and God knows what else Obama did. My complaint is the real crime committed by Obama was the fraud used to sell Obamacare. He should go to prison for that. And the fraud and lies told about Benghazi in order to be reelected against Mitt Romney. He knew if the word got out that he sold arms or gave arms to rebels who wound up becoming Al al-Qaeda that hated America and killed our own men. So he made up a lie about it all and said it was some movie and that caused a protest and that led to all this. And him and Hillary lied to the faces of the relatives, the wives and the children on the tarmac of the dead boys, our dead heroes at Benghazi. These are all crimes. The IRS crimes of Obama. He used the IRS to go after political opponents. He should go to prison. But if he spied on Trump, I'll take that one. That's Watergate. Bingo. Bye-bye. You're fitted for an orange jumpsuit. Hey, Don, we got to run. I got to take a lot of calls. Thank you for calling, and thank you for watching. Tell the whole Chicago, because I know there's plenty of conservatives in Chicago, just like there's plenty of conservatives in New York. I'll probably get more calls from New York than any other place, and plenty of conservatives in California, too. All right, let's take Marine in New York. Speaking of New York, Marine, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to quickly talk about Ilhan Omar. She really is a danger to this country. And to me, black, white, straight, gay, Indian chief, entrepreneur, teacher, Americans really have to begin to understand she is just part of the Democratic machine. It's wash, rinse, and repeat. Copy and paste. Racism, you can't critique her. It's racism, it's hatred, it's Muslim, it's this. And no one's speaking up. Nancy Pelosi. Where is this woman?
They're afraid. They're afraid of the radical wing of the Democratic Party. They're afraid of MoveOn.org. They're afraid of George Soros.
I know, but Wayne, this is her spirit talking, and I'm being very serious. She hates this country.
Yes, she does.
And she's a danger.
Although, let me peel it back just a little bit. You and I don't know what's in her mind. We both believe she hates this country. I firmly believe she hates this country. But I don't know. I got to say that on national TV, just to be careful, I can't tell you what's in somebody's mind.
But
I don't know what Ilhan thinks.
She never says anything loving, positive.
Right. Positive.
Why does she want to be here?
Right.
Why does she want to be in Congress?
Right.
To whom is she representing?
Right. She's representing.
I don't have a problem with her critiquing America, but what has she said? And she's so ungrateful.
She's representing a district, Marine, that the FBI reports more members of her district went to fight for ISIS than any other area of the United States of America. So now you see where she comes from. The entire district is Somali, Muslim, and many of them, their loyalty, many of them, not all of them, but many of them obviously have loyalties against the United States of America. How do I know? They left America to go fight for ISIS. So anyway,
absolutely.
Hey, Maureen, I appreciate the call. Thank you for the call. Lots of New Yorkers. Let me tell you what I think, though. The Democratic Party thinks just like Ilhan Omar, thinks just like Rashida Tlaib, thinks just like Ocasio-Cortez. I've said this before on the show. But they're smart enough to never show it. They act like they're moderate. They say they're moderate. If you tell a lie enough times, people believe it. We're moderate. We're moderate. We're moderate. They're radical. They're extreme. I believe they hate America. I believe they hate Israel. I believe the Democratic Party is sold out to all the enemies of America, like the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia. I believe they're on the take. They don't support us anymore. They want nothing to do with good people and patriots. But they'll never let you see that. They hide behind this lie, and they say we're moderate. So they're going to get rid of Ilhan Omar. They're going to get rid of Rashida Tlaib. They're going to get rid of Ocasio-Cortez. They're going to redistrict them. They're going to get rid of them. They're going to primary them. They're going to make sure they're not around anymore because they've spilled the beans on what the Democratic Party is really like. So they're hated by Democrats as much as they're hated by Republicans, in my opinion. That's my prediction. They're going to do their best to get rid of those three, or certainly two out of the three, so that they don't have to deal with this anymore because they know that those three are bringing down the entire Democratic Party, destroying it. The American people are sickened by what these people say. This triple crown of hatred and evil witches. They're sick of it. The American people can't stand it. The average patriot doesn't like anything they say, and it's poisoning the well for the entire Democratic Party. So my belief is Democrats are as concerned about these three dangerous witches as I am. And they're going to get rid of them. They're making plans right now. You know, Schumer and Pelosi can't stand these people. But they believe in the same thing. Obama believes in the same things as Ilhan Omar. But he's so much smarter. He's such a stealth communist. Such a stealth Muslim sympathizer. He'd never admit the things that Ilhan Omar does. Never let it slip. So these people are dangerous to the Obamas and to the Pelosis and Schumers and their reign of power. They got to get rid of them. All right, let's take... Oh, time for a live read. All right, when we get back, we'll have Eddie in New York, Esther in New Jersey, John in North Carolina, Rick in Long Island. In the meantime, I got to thank Tangible Investments for sponsoring this show and this segment of the show. They've got golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They are a discount gold, silver, and precious metals dealer. Now, you know you need gold and silver. Anyone who's a conservative, anyone who's a Trump backer, probably believes in the gold standard like I do, like Herman Cain does. So we've got to have gold and silver. Everybody should have a little bit of gold and silver, at least, if not a lot. In my lifetime, most of my retirement accounts were gold and silver. But I would say everyone needs a little, even if it's 5%, as wealth insurance. We live in a world filled with crisis and chaos and collapse and recession and wars and terrorism, and a debt crisis is just hanging out there, ready to envelop our economy. We have $22 million in debt, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's really $222 trillion in debt that the United States owes, and Japan owes more, and China owes more percentage-wise, and Europe owes more. It's a disaster waiting to happen. Stock market crash right around the corner. And so you got to own some gold and silver. Call Tangible, friends of this show. If you're going to buy it from a friend of the show. Phone number is 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Thank them for supporting the show. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil,
Siegel and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Hey, I want to give out a heartfelt thanks and congratulations and how wonderful news it is. One of my heroes, my mentor in the talk radio business, is the great Bill Cunningham. I love Bill. Bill Cunningham is the number one talk show host in the history of the Cincinnati airwaves, and he's also got the number one conservative talk show on weekends in the United States of America on Premier Radio, and I'm his most frequent guest in the history of the Bill Cunningham Show. He limits his guests to one time a year. I come on usually two times a month, so I'm on 24 times a year, and I've been doing that for 10 years. I've been on 240 times more than any guest in the history of Bill Cunningham times 10. The guy has always treated me like his son, and I love him. He's like an older brother to me. He's the most wonderful guy. He needed open heart surgery. He would have been out of the radio studio for weeks, and he found a pioneer in Cincinnati, an amazing surgeon, who does the same heart valve surgery literally in a matter of one day. He was back home, and in a matter of 1 week, he's back on the air. Just amazing. So congratulations, Bill Cunningham. Great research that found you this great surgeon at a Cincinnati hospital instead of going all the way to a Mayo Clinic. And the guy went in through a little tiny pinhole that didn't even require a Band-Aid and replaced his heart valve. Amazing. And you know what? This story is about two things. Number one, thank God Bill Cunningham's okay. Thank you, God. What a great man he is. And number two, the American medical system is great. I don't want to change it. I want government-issued medicine. I don't want the DMV running Bill Cunningham's heart surgery. I don't want the IRS running someone's cancer surgery. They're going to kill you. They're going to botch it. They're going to leave you on a waiting list like the VA. It's a disaster if you let government get involved in health care. How do I know? In Romania, in Italy, in England, in Canada. Wayne Root has friends in all those countries. They all tell me their stories. They're sickening. They're maddening. They're disgusting. If you get sick, you won't see a doctor for a year. By the time he sees you, you're dead. And then once you see the doctor, it's another year to see a specialist, and then it's another 6 months to get the surgery you need. You're suffering in misery for a year and a half, at best 6 months, and then you die. Not in America. In America, Bill Cunningham got the medicine he needed. So God bless private sector medical system. And God curse government issued. I don't want government to do anything about my health or my body. And by the way, what a good segue, because the sponsor of this segment is Cetogenics. They've done so much for me. They've made Wayne Root great again. If you watch TV, you know that I look 10, 15 years younger than just a year ago. Cetogenics did a great job. I look at like Julian Assange when they carried him out of the Ecuadorian embassy today. He looked like he was 90 years old. And he's 47. Wayne Root's 57, and I look 10 years younger than a guy who's 47. Amazing. That's what Cetogenics did for me. So find out what they can do for you. They can make you great again, too. Free, no-obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER or go to Cetogenics.com. 888-YOUNGER or Cetogenics.com. You got nothing to lose. It's free. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Let's take Eddie in New York on line four. Eddie, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Good evening.
What's on your mind?
Not much, sir. I think you said it all. I want to give a small warning. As you see from my accident, I wasn't born here in the United States. You know, I was born in Egypt, and I came here when I was young. However, I was able to integrate it in this beautiful country. But I want to warn people about Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and all this. Linda Sarsour, these people is not just working under the fact that hate Jew or hate Christian, because that's what their Quran book, unholy book, taught them or teach them to say. But it's more bigger than that. We have forgot about one of the terrorist organizations that call CARE, and I'm sure you are aware of it.
Yes, I am.
And this CARE organization, their plan, with the help of Hussein Obama, that allowed them to grow and go along with the hate to America. They don't love American. They don't like our constitution. And I really applaud you very much for you still keeping our First Amendment and you still speaking freely about what you want to say, because you saw what happened to George Jeanine.
Yes.
On Fox News.
Yes.
Because she said something and she was cut off.
Hey, listen, I'm always careful, Eddie, to say that I have nothing against the religion of Islam. I have something against people who are extreme and radical and believe in terror and hate America and hate Christians and hate Jews and hate Israel. That group is large, but it's not all Muslims. There are a billion Muslims in the world, and experts say 15% or so are radicalized and hate America, hate Christians, hate Jews. But 15% of a billion is 150 million people that hate us, and you got to be real careful which ones you let into your country. That's 150 million sworn enemies of America. But all Muslims aren't bad. Nobody says all Muslims are bad. I just want extreme vetting and be careful who gets in. Unfortunately, we have Hamas in the United States Congress right now. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and even Ocasio-Cortez are really just Hamas in the United States Congress, and communists and just horrible people. Just Jew haters, Israel haters, capitalism haters, all bad stuff. Thank you, Eddie, for being a good man from Egypt. There are many good Muslims, and maybe even Eddie's not a Muslim. I never even got into that. He might be a Christian from Egypt. He might be a Coptic Christian, or very good people. I've met many Christians from Lebanon, Catholics, wonderful people. There's no set line who's bad, who's good. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.